tribe from the very strong. The first time that you guys read that, very clear. Tribe two, I think we can speak up. Yeah. Right? Anything that we want to change? What do you think about this poem is amazing, right? Do we like where we place it?
Yes. Yes.
So what about if at the end, you know where it says the whole tribe's line? Should we say that before her poem or after her poem?
After.
Let's try it that way. We have 12 minutes. And then shall
we should record
put it?
Straight.
Let's put it up.
Because they already said. You really did a good job. Yeah, we're gonna put that in a better. Okay, so the beginning. Are we doing the
So I think we should stand.
Are we doing the greeting? Are we doing the greeting or okay, so we're gonna Eja Daddy sing it. Okay, this guy, we're singing Eja Daddy, and then we roll, and then you start.
Do we walk or no?
No. Okay. We've done that. Yeah. Okay. So we do the singing Eja Daddy, and then we roll for you, and then you start. Okay. So let's start. King King. Eja Daddy, Eja Daddy, go to go.
Fire begins cold and it was in ash. Because living fire is very clever. He mourned for the clan which had been so
far.
proverbs are the palm oil with which words are eaten.
As the evil say, when the moon is shining, the
during the week of peace, children sat around their mother's cooking fire telling stories.
What did they value?
Their elders,
their gods,
their customs.
Tell me the story of the white man.
The white man is very clever.
He has won our brothers and our clan can no longer act as one.
He has put a knife on the things that held us together and we have fallen apart.
I am Conquo and strong and mighty. I am Conquo and Nanyunoko. My father who died with shame and no honor. My father who was carefree. He has cast shame upon my ancestors. I have received titles like no other. My wives and children are part of the honor. I am Conquo and strong and mighty on my outside. Inside of me is cracking. I am Conquo is falling apart. Ikamafuna, I am sorry. I hear you loud and weeping. Father, father, why have you forsaken me? I accomplished strong and mighty who has failed, exiled, embarrassed my people, my family, my ancestors, myself especially. I run to my motherland for comfort and refuge. I accomplished strong and mighty. I accomplished losing my way to Christianity, my firstborn to a foreign religion. Gods are weeping and calling upon me to go to war, to save our culture and people. But my people have given up hope. They do not want to kill our brothers, but war is in the air. I must fight. Ayakonko has become weak. Whip marks on my back as if I was a child who got into trouble. Ayakonko has given up hope. I shall not be a part of this foreign religion. My fighting spirit has diminished. Ayakonko has lost everything. Power, status, my sons, my people, and myself. My spirit has died. There is no more Ayakonko.
Come on.